Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Frank Biafora, and I currently serve as the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. And I am soon, as of July 1, going to be the Executive Director of the Open Partnership Education Network.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
Been here since summer of 2007, so the better part of 11 years now.
What organizations are you involved in?
Well, I work at the University of South Florida, St. Pete, as I've already said. I'm a member of the board of the Pinellas County Urban League. I served as a chair of the board for the past 2 years, and a member of that board for a total of 6 years now. In addition to that, I'm a new member of the Florida Humanities Council Board of Directors. Before that, I was on the chair of the board of the American Stage Theater Company, and I was involved in Leadership St. Petersburg and also on the Alumni Association of Leadership St. Pete.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Getting out of bed every day. First of all, I have two children that are 8 years old, and so they get me out of bed every day, and that's a lot of fun. But what gets me out of bed every day and professionally is the work that I do at the university and the fact that we are educating the next generation of leaders here in St. Petersburg and in our community. Many of our students, if not most of them, they come from the local region. And the fact that we can work with these students and share with them some insights on how they can we can all collaborate together to improve our community, it's what gets me out of bed every day.
Why St. Pete?
I love St. Petersburg. I've had the fortunate opportunity of living in some big cities and small towns. I've lived in New York City. I was there for 14 years, Miami for about 6 years. I lived in Gainesville and in Daytona and Columbia, South Carolina, and before that, Morgantown, West Virginia, where I was born and raised until I was 12 years old before moving to Florida. And I think St. Petersburg is, as I tell a lot of people, I call it a groovy city. I find that the people here, much like I do, we truly love the vibe of what St. Petersburg has to offer. Love the culture, love the people. I just think that it's one of the finest places I've ever lived, and the thought of ever moving out of St. Petersburg is something that pains me more than anything, to tell you the truth. My wife and I have talked sometimes about the possibility, where would we go if we ever left? And we say at the end of the conversation, no, there's really no reason to ever leave St. Petersburg.
What is one habit that you keep?
A habit that I keep is typically my morning routine. I'm up early before the sun, and I'm an every other day workout kind of guy. So I'm on the treadmill and working in our exercise space and walking my dogs in the morning. Just having alone time, me time is really important. And then on the off day, every other day, then I spend time meditating and relaxing. I always have to find those moments before the kids and dogs and everybody gets up before I start my day. So I like to have about an hour to an hour and a half in the morning of my alone time. So that's something I look forward to every morning.
Who are some people that influence you?
Of course, my father, who unfortunately he's in a nursing home right now, but he was a wonderful role model for me growing up and giving me the spirit to give back to others, as was my mother. My mother was a stay-at-home mom. But in addition to my mother and father, I'd have to say that somebody who recently passed, as a matter of fact, on my birthday, his name was George Warhite. He was a mentor to me. I met him at the university when I was at the University of Florida. He eventually worked with me all the way through and was there with me when I earned my doctoral degree, became a friend and a mentor, even beyond that, helping me throughout my career. And he was a minister before he became an academic. And when my wife and I, Leanne, when we got married, he came out of retirement and he put up back on his stole again and he married the two of us. So I would say George Warhite is one of the greatest mentors I've ever had. Moving here to St. Petersburg, I had the fortunate opportunity to live next to two former mayors, and they've been extraordinary mentors to me too. One is Bob Ulrich, former mayor, and also Rick Baker, their neighbors. And just so happens that the house that we selected when we came down here, driving around, we found this house, and here we have two mayors right next to us, and they helped integrate me into the community, and I look to them all the time for mentorship and guidance.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
To me, one insight that's helped get me through and helped with my success is visualizing success. The whole idea of just spinning your wheels and trying to go somewhere without knowing what your goal is kind of a waste of time. And so you can be a real generalist or you can be a meaningful specific. And I truly believe in the power of visualization and wrapping my brain around that, my mind about that. And I do that in the mornings through my ritual meditation. So if I could give any word of advice to individuals and people who are aspiring to accomplish something, I think that you visualize yourself actually succeeding in whatever it is that you want to accomplish. And then things will fall into place for you to help you get there. And people will come into your space that you didn't even recognize. And all the serendipitous moments that happen, that I believe there's some power out there that we can draw upon. And people recognize that in people. They see the energy, they feel the energy, and they want to help successful people succeed. And so visualizing your success is one of those things I would recommend.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
Well, interesting you ask. I have just been tapped to serve as the executive director of the Open Partnership Education Network at USF St. Petersburg. And I like to refer to that as the front porch of the university. It's a way that the university and our community partners can connect and collaborate to help collectively improve our city and our community. And so that's something that was a thought. It was on a napkin about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago now. Had I started that a little bit earlier, we'd be much further along. So the power of community connections and drawing closer together the university and our community through something like a center, like the Open Partnership Education Network, is something I certainly wish that I had thought about 3 years or even more.
What's next?
Well, my last day serving as Dean of Arts and Sciences is actually coming up very fast. It's July the 1st, and there's a new dean coming on board. And so I'm going to be splitting my time. I'm going to take half my time on a reentry sabbatical, because more than anything else, I'm passionate about getting back into the classroom again and teaching students. So I'm going to spend this fall semester preparing my lectures and my classes so that I can hit the ground running starting in the springtime. I'm a sociologist, PhD by training. Really looking forward to that. The other part of my time will be spent as the executive director of Open and sharing the fantastic opportunities that affords not only the university, but the community through collaborative partnerships. So that's what's going to be keeping me busy over the next couple of years, I think.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.